my face and recognizing exactly what I was doing. She shook her head and laughed to herself in disbelief. It was pretty pathetic. She had every right to feel however she felt. Looking back on it, if I were in her shoes, I would have felt the same way too. This was happening because over the last year of our relationship, the mask of who I pretended to be had faded away and revealed a clueless, weak, emotional, and approval-seeking guy who didn't understand attraction. When she left, I continued the clueless, nice guy act and carried her bags down to the taxi for her while she stood there and watched me continue to make a fool of myself. I still cringe when I think about it because it wasn't like, here bitch, I'll do the work for you so you can get out of my life faster. It was more like, no matter what you do, I'm still terrified of your disapproval and I don't want you thinking I'm not a nice guy. Even while getting the poorest results possible, I still couldn't turn off the logical, ineffective, and manipulative nice guy act. She had 99% of the power, and instead of ending the relationship with my last bit of dignity, I still bent over backwards to give her the 1% of power I had left. The purpose of me sharing my embarrassing story with you and revealing exactly how pathetic I was with women and how little I understood attraction is to help you understand you're not the only guy who doesn't have it all figured out. In fact, I would say 95% of men, and that's being generous, aren't able to clearly explain what you're about to learn in this book. My story happened many years ago, but it has never happened again. Because from that day forward, I spent well over a decade observing and studying women's behavior and learning from other experienced men how attracting women really works. One of those men is Eben Pagan, also known by his pseudonym David D'Angelo. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be able to teach you any of this. After she left and I was down in the dumps, feeling sorry for myself, acting like a victim, and even contemplating suicide, I downloaded his online book, Attraction Isn't a Choice, and began my decade-long effort into understanding attraction better. David developed the idea that putting her on a pedestal, being the nicest guy she's ever met, kissing her ass, and buying flowers is a major and ignorant gamble because it doesn't create deep and real attraction, and you're giving her power over yourself and the relationship. That if you're doing what 99% of men don't do, which is aligning your thoughts, words, behavior, and habits with what she primitively and biologically responds to, her attraction for you multiplies. She begins to feel things she's never felt before, and she can't control it or turn it off. The major change in your thinking and behavior creates such a powerful shift in your interactions with women that it betters your ability to control the outcome of the friendship and relationship. Once I understood this basic idea, I was able to identify everything I was doing wrong with women, and the experience from it has helped me to further clarify and expand upon it for your knowledge, wisdom, and gain. Why you should know this. The idea of attraction isn't a choice is the single most important thing you need to know to turn your dating life around, attract the women you actually want, and ultimately become happier about your relationship with them. It ties everything together. It's the key to the better dating life all men want and the piece of the puzzle most men never find. Without it, you're destined to a mediocre dating and love life, and your mind will remain filled with more question and confusion than answers. The technique and crutches of pickup artists might help you catch her attention, say the right words, move her around the room at the right times to the right spots, and charm her pants off by pretending to be someone you're not. But if you don't understand how attraction really works and why it's important to know, then success will be fleeting. In a short time, she'll see you as an imposter, and her gut instinct will force her to separate herself from you and your sketchy relationship with her. Becoming the nicest, most empathetic, and most considerate guy, telling her every day how beautiful you think she is, and showing her your sensitive and caring side won't work without this missing knowledge. Instead of thinking you're a great guy, she'll see you as fake, weak, wimpy, and desperate. A man living a lie to get approval, sex, and love. Being a tyrannical jerk, overdoing your delusional and concocted alpha male positioning, and acting above women may give you the appearance of strength and competence.